Kimmy. Hey, Jenny Penny.
Hi. I was laughing. I'm like, Feely Flanagan pronounces Jamie Ramos correctly, and most adults cannot.
I
I'm like,
Thank you,
go,
Echolalia.
Feely.
Go see.
Welcome to Talk Like a Mother Parenting Autism Podcast. We are Jen, Kim, Rachel, and Jamie. Take a seat at our table as we share with hope, humor, and honesty.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us today as we wrap up our series 23, Waving the White Flag. I was talking to Jamie earlier, and I said that this episode that came out today, How We Cope, was probably one of my favorite episodes we've recorded in a really long time. And I don't know what it was about that episode, but when I was listening back to it, I was like, wow, this is a good episode. I really like it. And then it clicked to me. I said, aha, you know, we've gone through a lot of changes over the last few months. We went from a table of five to a table of four. And I said, I think we found our groove. I think that's maybe what it was. I was like, oh, we got a groove back. You know, it is a big change. Even though I think we seamlessly sort of just carried on, I think we sort of have now found our groove again. We were laughing about in our intros where we always want to say thank you for taking a seat at the table. So I was just thinking about that with this last episode, the one that came out today, why I liked it so much. And maybe that's what it is. It's like kind of got our groove back. I don't know. What did you ladies think about this series? Rachie?
This one is good. It's hard for me because it's so freshy that I've been struggling. I shared in the storyteller episode that this is like a three generation issue for me. My birth mom died by suicide. My daughter has bipolar and I have suicidal ideation with depression. I mean, it's just like a real significant component for us. And talking about it feels, as a Rachel, it feels like my duty. I feel like I want to help people to understand, like, because maybe hearing my story will help you save your friend. You know, like we always say, if one person is changed by a blog post that we write or feels validated, that it's worth it, you know? And episodes like this series have just, it's hard, but it's like feels so important.
Yeah. What about you, James?
I was just thinking about this today, and I don't know if it's like how much time has passed and or how long we've been doing this, but I really thought about how when we did the first mental health series, I don't feel like I'm struggling as much mental health wise at that time. That was our third series, so we were pretty new to all of this, but that series was tough, like really hard to get through. I just remember
heavy, right? Like heavy.
Yes.
And I think by like the third episode, we were all like, wow, we committed to like five episodes of talking about this. Really four. I think the no res, we kind of let loose a little bit, I think. But this time, I don't know if I'm just better about like compartmentalizing with the podcast or what, but I didn't feel that way as much this time. I felt both times they were very good conversations each episode to have. But I feel like this time, I don't know. I think like I had more tools and the ability to talk about it. Maybe I was more open to talk about things, or I don't know, but I really liked this series in the end. And I think it helped. We had like Betsy on having a good interview and getting to do our storytellers and kind of express ourselves in that way with it. Cause we had not had storytellers yet when we did our first mental health episode. So I overall really liked the series, and I agree with Jen. I don't want to like, I hosted the coping episode, but I don't think it was mean. There was just a really good flow to it. And I think we all were able to talk about that subject in a way where it was like still dealing with the mental health, but it was a little easier to talk about how we cope and like what we do about it. So that was probably my favorite episode of the series, but I don't, I really liked it.
What are you, Kimmy?
I was just going to go off Jamie and say, I think how we cope like is a lot less stigmatized though. I think that makes it easier to talk about because it's more within like the so-called typical things that, you know, I know ours not necessarily typical because we deal with like a lot of stuff that other people don't deal with, but it's still like within kind of like the momming stuff. I think that's what's hot about mental health. I think there is just, even to me, sometimes I feel like I was looking for a piece to do for the storytellers and I'm just like, oh, stop whining. Like, Just for me, not for anybody else, obviously, but like it just feels very much sometimes to me like that. I know that's not what it is, you know. It can be very heavy, it can be dark, but I know I just tend to like try to make light of things. It's just how that's how I cope, really. But yeah, I think understanding mental health is just, it's a really big bite, you know. It's very vulnerable to talk about it. It's not light, you know, it's not a funny topic, so it's kind of hard to like really make a joke about it or whatever. And I just think for people, like, I didn't really understand necessarily that like you went through this kind of like trauma response basically when you have a child diagnosed with a disability. I didn't have that understanding. And I think the more you know and the more you learn, the more easy it is to deal and the less alone you feel. I feel like just not feeling, you know, like you're alone and not having to feel guilty and feeling like you're the only person who feels this way, like really is just so helpful, I think, for people. So I think that's in like Jamie said, like our first series on mental health was really, really heavy. We really dug, I think, deeper in that one where we really talked about mental health. We had the addiction episode. We talked about how mental health affects our children. Like it's, you know, it sometimes is, you know, we like to be sarcastic and funny and kind of like, you know, make jokes about the stuff that we go through because, you know, it's, we laugh and with each other, not at each other. But some of these topics is not as easy to do that, or appropriate.
What I kind of feel the same as Jamie is, I didn't feel this series as heavy as
Yeah.
the first one.
I agree.
And I think it's because I am in a different place. I still have, and I won't talk a whole lot about it because it's in my storyteller's piece, but my biggest fear is still actually the future of when I'm gone for my daughter. But everything that would sort of sit on me before that still sits on me now, I sort of have a different way that I can handle it. That sort of makes sense. I said I've kind of come into my own where I stand a little taller. I can bark a little firmer, a little louder, where I feel I'm a little more in control of the situation, opposed to her controlling the situation, if that makes sense. So I think that's sort of helped. And Rachel, for you, you would kind of, and you said it in a joking way, you're like, oh gosh, I feel like I've talked about me, my stuff too much. And I said, no, because you've kind of gone in a place so vulnerable at this table that I think does reach and help so many people that just aren't in that place to talk about it yet, that maybe don't even know what they need yet. So
That's,
keep talking,
you know,
my
I was,
friend.
I feel like in this series, I've tried to validate that a lot of this stuff is normal shit until it hits this mark where you're not functioning because of it. And that there's a point in that where the balance is so askew that you need help. And whether that's like, hey, Jenny Penny, I got to talk to you right now, or I have to call Chris because I need to be with someone so that I'm not in danger, or I have to call my dad or whatever. It's like, or Billy or whomever. It's like there's this point where you can talk yourself into it not being a big deal. And you do that for so long that suddenly I'm in danger. You know, like I'm, if any of you have texted me in the last week, it's like I respond saying I'm safe, I'm okay, whatever. But like it's hard work every day. It's like an addict. You know, they say you're on a path to sobriety, you're never cured from being an alcoholic. I will have depression every day. And whether that impacts me 100% of my minutes or 10% of my minutes, I still have to utilize tools to make that possible.
That's
And
exactly what you said, Richie. They say that a drug addict, you're always a drug addict. You're always an alcoholic. You're one drink away, you're one hit away. It's a day by day, step by step, every single day decision you make when you wake up
my
to take
warning to
that.
moms that are listening is like, it's fine. Like, if you're stringing together some shit days because you've got lives like ours, and you're like, oh my God, I've had a lot of bad days lately. If you're still counting in days, maybe you don't have to call the doctor. But if you're feeling like every single hour of your 54-hour day is terrible, you need some help. Like, it's not just a bad morning, it's not a bad night, it's not an overnight, and you're not 20 anymore. I mean, it's like a pro it can be a problem for people. The thing that I think I've didn't necessarily realize while we were recording but have listened to as these episodes have come out, is that we're why this series was better. If we talked so much about like how we cope, we talked so much about having one another and having more resources than fears, even if that isn't like services that come to our house. I know what to ask for. I know how to fight. I know how to get teachers to do things with sugar instead of with and coffee deliveries now, not with threats and IEP, whatever. It's like we cope better because we have each other and it's not so heavy. I don't know. I think it's each other. I think it's us.
I agree. And I think also there's something about being more open to sharing things, which not everyone has to do. We talk about a lot when we talk about blogging or we talk about doing the podcast that sometimes we get from people in our lives like this kind of, I mean, I've never been directly told, but you get like this hint, hint like, oh, Jamie has to talk about everything, like as if I'm being dramatic or I'm making something out of nothing.
Or attention seeking.
Or, yes, that's yes, which I'm not doing. I'm just wanting to be open about it because I didn't realize that this happens to people. I didn't realize people had these struggles. I mean, I guess I knew on some sort of level, but now that I do go through different things, or just I find parenting way different than I imagined, all these different levels, the fact that I'm more open about talking about it, it gets easier and easier. And it also draws other people into my life that want to talk to me about those things, whether it's publicly or privately. And so I think it's been easier to talk about it. And at the same time, I'm willing to talk about it, even if I sound silly and dumb. Sometimes I'm not an expert. I don't know everything about everything. Sometimes I'm sure I say plenty of things that are wrong. But I know that by saying some of these things out loud, that it's helping other people who feel like they're the only one feeling that way or feel bad about themselves because they feel that way. And I'm like, well, I'll just say it because I mean,
Yes.
don't feel that way. Or even if you're like, well, at least I don't think like Jamie, good. I want you to feel whatever helps you feel better about yourself. I just think overall, like, that's why this series was a little bit easier. I think we didn't hit as hard of topics, like Kimmy was saying, but at the same time, it was just like, I can just talk about this stuff now because I feel like I'm
Free.
definitely in a harder place now than I was in that last series. But that last series, I had never spoken about it before. That kind of stuff, really on a big level.
And I think it like takes the power away from it when you talk about it. Like when you're
Amen.
in your head and everything's like within you, it has so much power over you. And then when you're able to talk about it, it releases some of that power. And then when you're able to relate with other people who have, it doesn't have to be the same exact feelings, but have similar feelings and similar struggles, it just opens it up a little more. And I know myself, I find that like my mental health is very in sync with my daughter's struggles. So if she's having a really hard time, that's when, sometimes that's when I start to have like a backslide with my mental health because, and that's like situational. And I know that's a little bit different than like, being in like a chemical depression where it's like all, your brain chemistry, but, my child's been struggling for probably about a month and it takes a toll. It takes a toll because it's like I feel powerless to help her. Also, it's just frustrating and aggravating to have to deal with something every day. Like I know I already talked about my son's wedding, but it's like it was like this almost like thing on that where it's like, is she gonna be able to go? Is she gonna freak out? Like what is gonna happen? And I think that her a lot of her anxiety was probably due to like us talking about the wedding and talking about different aspects of the wedding. And she knows something's coming, but doesn't quite understand what's happening. And then the more anxious she gets, the more, I mean, her sleep is off because it's almost like she's like listening. It's like she's waiting for something. She doesn't know what it is. So it's like she's just on alert. That puts us on alert. I just think recognizing that though helps because it's like, okay, I know that this is happening because she's having a hard time. So I know that like when whatever kind of she gets through what she's gonna go through, that kind of will release in me. But yeah, so I think just the acknowledgement of it and the kind of recognizing the patterns. Like I know, I mean, I may be the only one on this table, but I love when the time changes. Like I know that's gonna bring a relief to my mental health. I know the sun is gonna bring a relief. I know that the daylight is gonna bring a relief. The warmer weather will be coming shortly after. I mean, apparently not this year because now it's like a
Finally,
And now it's
winter.
like, yeah, now it's like winter's back. So like that kind of backfired. But
Honestly, time change doesn't bother me. I don't even notice. I honestly don't even notice it.
I don't, for me, I don't think it's the actual time change. I just think it's the season. Like in the winter, it's darker. In the summer, it's lighter. I fall
Well, a
so
lot of people with
3 minutes
fall.
longer every day.
Yeah,
The
a
spring and the
lot of
fall.
people complain, I notice, about the time change, and I'm like, I don't know what these people do not relate to what you are saying. I like welcome it with open arms. I'm like, please, it's the only way I think I survive the winter is knowing that that's going to be like right around the corner. But it's just like recognizing these things about yourself, and like and that comes from talking about it too, because now it's documented because like you wrote a piece about it, or like it's on a podcast episode, or whatever it might be. It definitely, I think, to me, that really helps, is being able to like find your own patterns,
Yeah, what's nice about the podcast as well, we talk about this a lot too, is you're getting all of our different perspectives and all, and the way that we struggle with mental health things, and how for some it's harder, for some it comes and goes more. And I think hopefully that's a good thing, because hopefully people out there can relate to one of us in some sort of way.
It's funny because when we've talked about each of these things through these episodes, and even historically through the 175 we've recorded, which is a lot of episodes, ladies. Yay. Anyway, within that, we've discussed so many like issue-based things, or for me this time, depression or suicidal struggle or whatever it is. But it's when we discuss it, you kind of like talk about it so linear. When really life is like all the layers at once, compounding constantly. And so for me this past week, I mean, you guys know I've been like a little skosh off grid, and maybe the best way to describe what's happened for me this week is to say my depression was sort of lifting. Like I was feeling better for more hours of the day than not, which is a really good thing to feel in the majority of that, you know? And right as I was about to celebrate it, there was such aggression in my home that I thought I would need the hospital. I didn't know. I mean, it was terrible. So to feel like my depression is being managed and I'm celebrating that, and then like my PTSD of this situation is so kicked up now, regardless of where my head is at or where like where my brain is. My whole self is going through this goddamn trauma response, which affects how I poop, how I sleep, how I stand, if my back hurts, my ability to cope with pain, like all of it. Because underneath all of that, you just wonder, is this a one day moment or the beginning of a 45 day slide? And like, I can't help it, even though I can describe it. I can't stop it, even though I mentally understand it. Like, it's so.
But I think so many people can relate to that. And I think when they're listening, it makes them truly feel less alone to hear us talk about it so openly. I mean, I'm sure so many people can relate to washing their hands 69,000 times a day, like me. I
You know,
mean,
basically, I just went through the Q&A of all of our responses from our Glorious 175 podcast, and all the people say, I wash my backpacks too every day. They all have said, Rachie, you're the only one wearing your bra more than once. What I meant is, like, for more than 1 month. The rest of us don't. No, I'm kidding. You are the only one. You
I
are.
just say, I can cut this if you want, but me and Jen and Kimmy were on a call the other day, and Jen told me something, because we were talking about faces, and she goes, I don't wash my face even when I wear makeup. And I said, Jen, that is f-ing disgusting.
I take a shower and I do my stuff, but I don't have a skincare routine
No, I was
where
just laughing because she's like Miss Clean, Miss Perfect. And I was like,
I
what?
also don't really wear makeup. Like if
Yeah,
I
but
wear
Jen, it's
makeup,
like a
it's
process.
once
Would
in
you
a
be
blue
saying
moon. But I was
it
just taken back. I thought you would come
is?
at me and be like, oh no, you got to do this. You got to do this. You got to do this.
Yeah.
Oh, I went
We're
to
like,
the water in the shower and gets it. I was like, what the hell? She does shower 10 times a day, so it's coming off, but still.
Yeah.
We were very sarcastically like, what?
What?
Because we were just shocked.
Yeah, no. I
I wish
don't
the
get to
one
miss
thing
that
Jen does,
moment. I
I mean,
know.
this is
Like
day three hair,
for
whatever.
all of us, we're trying to manage this like exfoliate, cleanse, moisturize routine, and she's got like 7 steps to wash her dishes, but no steps to wash her face. I mean, I do get it. That's comedy.
But also probably has the best freaking skin. So this is all annoying me. So like,
Yes.
Well, I'm not gonna lie. After I got my spray tan, I'm like, and took that first shower. I'm like, I'm not taking another shower till after the wedding. Because I'm not risking this bad bitch coming off. I was gonna take one the night before the wedding, and my daughter was like, "Well, I'm not." She's like, "Cause mine's already lightning," and I'm like, "Yeah, what's one more day?"
Worth it.
Oh, I just want to cringe a little with that DHA concoction just brewing up on there.
It
Anyway,
was
I
already
sell
burning.
the
It
DHA.
was already burning me for like 24 to 48 hours. So I mean, the damage was done.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, Kimmy, the best. So I think it was a great series. If you haven't gone back and listened, like I said, my favorite one was the coping. I really did love the storytellers. I mean, especially because it came from us. So I think it's nice to have that. Anyone else, anything else, or we want to go to one last thing?
Make sure if you've listened to the Betsy episode and make sure you give her a follow on Facebook.
What a lovely lady. I
Yeah,
just keep
she's a
saying that.
sweetheart.
She's just such a lovely lady.
And if you follow her page, it's like almost like getting a postcard from Goodwill every moment, at like every day. Like it's just like uplifting quotes and cute little pictures and just positive and beautiful. It's good. Follow her
Just
page.
smile.
Yeah.
Does anyone have one last thing? Because I have a very important PSA for one last thing.
Go, start
So
it.
I'm going to go first on the one last thing. PSA for cat and dog people. I did not know. Rachel Flanagan, why are you choking on your Coca-Cola? What is happening? Or your Dr. Pepper? Are you okay? Are you okay?
This is a PSA for the dogs and cats of the freaking podcast listening world. Okay, go. I'm sorry. Are you kidding?
Animal owners, this is very important. I did not know. I knew poinsettias were lethal, dangerous. I did not know Easter lilies and a whole lot of other flowers can kill your animals. So my $50 flowers cost me $400 because we landed in the vet because my cat only had a teeny little nibble. I had to take her in immediately. She had to get this liquid through her veins. She had to get blood work. It attacks her organs, it attacks her kidneys. They will be dead in 3 days. It is very serious. Plants are deadly to dogs and cats. I did not know the extent of flowers that could kill an animal. So that is my one last thing in my PSA for the week.
I
I
didn't
can
mean
see
to laugh.
everyone. Also, neuter and spay your animals and adopt, don't shop.
Oh my God, Bob Barker.
I'm telling you, I feel a little Bob in me.
My one last thing has nothing to do with mental health, but it is the current crisis that I'm in. I need to know if you're a homeowner that has a brick house, if you've painted it or stained it, get at me. Also, like we're just gearing up in Minnesota for spring to happen and suddenly winter's back. So I'm like in a, I mean, we're in a thing over here. But I'm getting ready for all these projects, which I'm hoping will play into my mindfulness and movement goals and my get outside, you know, for my mental health.
Minnesota's weather is definitely drunk. There's
Oh my
no
God,
question.
it is something. It is really something. Yes.
Massachusetts
It
too. Hit Martha and Snoop.
It was like
Kimmy, what
50s here. Now it's like 20s. It's like, what is happening?
It was like 60 degrees on my birthday, end of February, and now it's snowing many inches, which is like just too
many
much.
inches. It's snowing many
I mean, grateful
inches.
that we don't have the snow, but it is cold. But it's like this like trickery where it's like the sun is really bright and you're like in your car and you're like, oh my God, it's so warm out. This is so nice. And then you
Yeah.
pack and you get out of your car and you're like, oh no, this is cold as
My jeans hurt because they're hitting my legs, burr.
Like I knew snow was coming. So it's been really nice in Colorado. I mean, we just had like a snowstorm last week, but it came and went. That's usually how spring, really all snows in Colorado, especially
We
it's
just
usually
got rain, thankfully.
yeah. But so we knew snow was coming, but I just didn't know it was gonna be so cold. I woke up today and it was like 15 degrees outside, and I was like, holy crap, I was not expecting this part. I love the snow. It was not ready to freeze, but I'll take it. Take it because it snows here. But hopefully it's going
Because
away.
it's March.
Well, I'll let you guys know how I did my coping this weekend. First of all, Saturday, I wrote for probably 4 hours in the rain. That's my favorite time to write.
Love it.
And then Sunday, I watched Harry Potter 6, 7, and 8. Thank you,
Dang,
Halloween.
Kimmy.
A little bit of a skate. I know. Me and my husband just have a problem. But yeah, so that was our weekend. So
Well, you know what's
and
funny is
such an
there's so many
overachiever.
references to Harry Potter now that I would have never understood or heard or
Yeah, like
whatever.
when you
Like,
wake up in the morning and you know you look like Hagrid.
well, just like all the things, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, James.
I can't think of anything Off the top of my head, this is gonna come out, and so we're recording
April.
this a few, couple weeks earlier. Oh, happy Autism Awareness Month if we haven't heard.
Oh,
I'm
happy
sure.
early Easter. Apparently, Palm Sunday started yesterday. Jamie said it was fine that I ate copious amounts of chocolate and candy.
But yeah, so Easter for us is this weekend coming up. So I'm getting ready for that. We host Easter every year, and it's like the hardest thing because it's like coming out of winter. And then it's like the first thing you do in the backyard, and our backyard's always like a mess from winter. So we've been working on the backyard. I messaged the ladies how out of shape I realized I was on Saturday because we were working in the backyard. My husband did all the heavy lifting, and then like we did some work, and then the kids want to go to the park, so we walked to the park, we walk home, and by the end I was like, I'm dead.
Need a napsky poo.
I was like, I am so tired from all this, so I need to, I don't know, get in summer shape, which still isn't much more shape, but be able to move around. They found Kate, so that was something I had been following. Not as crazy, and I did not have as many, I didn't have many crazy theories, but it was really interesting watching everyone go off on the Where's Kate thing. And
Yeah. I'm like,
then
did
I
she say
thought the
Kate?
Royals were going to
I
catch
was like,
this
did she?
episode, but of course, we send out our thoughts and prayers to
Of
Kate
course.
Middleton and
People are
obviously
still, number one fan.
Yeah, people are still having these crazy conspiracies. I'm like, oh my gosh.
The people like taking the video and they're like, this is all AI. And I'm like, if they
Stop
couldn't
it.
Photoshop a photo, you think they came up with
Yeah.
like the greatest
And they're like zooming
profile?
in on her fidgeting with her hands. Of course, she's fidgeting with her hands. She's announcing to the world that she has cancer. Like,
People are ridiculous.
I
Like,
know. And she's like reinforcing, like, leave me the f alone while I heal. But I mean,
yeah.
I think the public statement was necessary, and I think given her position, like it's sad, but that's
Yes.
real.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm like, good, squash the shit. But you know those British royals love a good like
Stirry stir.
newspaper stir, yeah,
Yeah,
press.
that's a, I'm a pretty big nerd when it comes to royals and stuff. I always joke that I know more about their history than my own. So I do get really interested in kind of stuff, but I also don't like love these people. But obviously, she is a person who has cancer, and that's really sad. So anyway, that's been my real exciting.
I thought you also, Jamie, I thought you said you found cake.
Oh, I wish I found cake. This has been on my mind as well. I stopped eating sugar, not like no carb kind of sugar thing, but like refined sugary sugar. And what day was it? Last week, one day was whatever my first day. I was literally having like withdrawals.
Oh no.
So these have been my adventures. Nothing, I mean, there's other things I should have been doing that I was avoiding. Back to the coping episode.
Literally. It's now our theme episode for the year.
And I have Mr. Sun playing in the background. So, with that happy note, we're going to thank everyone for joining us today. Like we said, if you haven't checked out the other episodes in the series, we highly recommend it. Thank you for being here, and we will chat with you all next week.
Thank
Thank
you.
you, everyone.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Talk Like a Mother Parenting Autism Podcast. If you are enjoying our podcast, make sure to rate and review us wherever you listen. And if you'd like to support us, you can become a subscriber. Just check out the description of this episode. Give us a follow on Facebook and Instagram for more content, and we'll see you next time.